Chapter 8 Dream Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
"Look, girls!" shouted Apple Bloom. "A shooting star!" She pointed her little hoof at the sky and jumped up. It was a gorgeous night, clear and bright, revealing a dark canopy pinpricked with stars. The field was covered in snow, but the air felt quite warm and comfortable. So strange this time of moon, but perfect for a party.
"I hope more of those decide to show up once Princess Luna gets here," added Sweetie Belle cheerily. She was dragging a massive trampoline painted to look like the surface of the moon through the snow.
"It really goes with our theme."
"Can Somepony help me with these lanterns?" Scootaloo pleaded. She teetered on one hoof at the top of a tall ladder.
"I'm too short to reach the string."
Her tiny orange wings flapped, but still could not hold her up enough to fly. Pop! Princess Luna had entered Apple Bloom's dream in the form of a white bunny with black splotches, mirroring her real-life cutie mark. Since Luna's intent was to observe and not to interfere, the little ponies did not notice her hopping under hoof. She stood up on her hind bunny paws and inspected the scene, nose twitching. There were tables set up, elaborate game booths, and a dance floor as big as the Canterlot Castle ballroom. A platform stage stood at the front, ready for a big demonstration, like the raising of the moon. It was just as Luna suspected. The three little cutie mark crusaders had gone and planned the Winter Moon Festival anyway.
"I'm finished setting up the moon bounce," Sweetie Belle squeaked. "Come on, let's bring out the props for the Take a Picture with Princess Luna photo booth."
The three fillies scrambled toward a big crate and began to pull out hats and fake mustaches. Scootaloo put on a beak and started to dance.
"Squawk,"
she giggled, flapping her hooves around.
"Look, I'm a chicken."
A photo booth? Props? How humiliating. This festival had to be stopped now. Princess Luna closed her eyes and readied herself. The trio was so entranced by their own cleverness that they didn't even notice that a few feet behind them, a small bunny was growing to the size of an alicorn. Magic light surrounded her body. Princess Luna emerged as her regal self.
"Princess Luna!"
Apple Bloom spun around, shocked, her pink bow bouncing. The royal pony bowed her head. "Greetings, young fillies."
"What are you doing here?"
Apple Bloom yelped.
"The Winter Moon Festival hasn't started yet. It's supposed to be a surprise."
Her face was rife with disappointment.
"Do you like it?"
asked Apple Bloom, motioning to the eyesore around them.
"We've been working on this all for you."
Princess Luna looked around at the setup. There were far too many decorations for Luna's taste, not to mention that everything was overdone, loud, and exactly as if a filly had designed it. Or three of them, to be precise. Apple Bloom, Scootaloo, and Sweetie Belle looked up at her with their large, expectant eyes.
"It is creative,"
Luna tilted her head to the side, unsure of how else to react. Even though it was only a dream, Princess Luna didn't want to hurt poor Apple Bloom's feelings. Clearly, the young pony was stressed about the event. The fact that she was having this dream proved it.
"Well, phew! That's a relief!"
Apple Bloom seemed pleased enough. She looked around with a puzzled expression.
"I wonder where every pony is, though. They were supposed to start getting here by now."
A laugh escaped from Luna as it dawned on her. Apple Bloom still didn't realize that she was dreaming. Usually when Princess Luna appeared, the dreamer was aware they were being visited in their subconscious. But Apple Bloom was perceiving this exchange as the real event, which meant Princess Luna could alter it to her liking. She could make this festival as weird and silly as she wanted through the power of dream suggestion. Then Apple Bloom would think it was her idea. If there was one thing Princess Luna couldn't resist, it was a harmless prank. She couldn't help the sneaky smirk on her face as she trotted over to the stage. Do you mind if I make a few suggestions before the guests arrive?
Of course, the eager Apple Bloom nodded. She scrunched her nose.